Hey, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation, where the main goal is to know our purpose, live with passion, and become who we were created to be. Wow, I love that vision. And I love being part of that life, both for myself and for you. Just this past week, a Healthy Habits client of ours texted me and said, "You saved my life." Now, that's not to brag, because obviously I didn't save him, but I used to think that I had to have all the answers, and that if I did have all the answers, well, boom, I could just make people better. But the truth is that this guy and all of us can do nothing more than borrow belief from other people when we need it and lend our belief to others when they're tapped out. How's that make you feel? Make you feel like the genius of your life? Hey, it's all about what I know, right? It has almost nothing to do with what you know. It has to do with what you do. It doesn't have anything to do with what you are. It has to do with what you are becoming. It's a total strategy of structure, healthy habits, and support. We need each other over a period of time, and boom, we find purpose, we find passion, we find our created potential. Okay, I'm getting carried away, but here's the deal. Knowing and doing are just two completely different things. And just this morning, believe it or not, I had a surprise conversation. Oh yeah, that's what the podcast is actually all about. I had a surprise conversation with my future self. Dude was looking a little older. But he had the most incredible smile on his face, and he looked super fit, by the way. Now, I'm sure you've heard people talk about the idea of listening to your future self, and I'd love to talk about all the nuances of that, because it's actually pretty cool, but here's the short version. I love the idea of time travel. What's that have to do with your future self? Well, think about it now. I've always said, man, would I love to go back to such and such a date and talk to my younger self and say, don't do it, or do it, or just something like that. But I've never figured out how to do that. But I have figured out how to talk to my future self and let that guy talk to me. Now think about it. Because I'm his younger self. Did you get that? Pretty cool, right? So in effect, I'm talking to my younger self, and it's not too hard to imagine what my future self would say to me if I'm really honest about it. So I was in this semi-conscious state this morning, just starting to wake up, and here he was. I mean, there he was, I guess. He was smiling back at me, and there was this sense of urgency in his voice. It's confusing. Temporal mechanics, right? He said, "Greg, keep striving because you have no idea what you're capable of." I blinked. "Look at me. I'm in better shape than you are, or than you thought you could be." Who is this guy? "But I can't do it without you, Greg. Guess how much money we made last year, Greg. You'll never guess the friends we now have. And even though you feel like you're doing it alone a lot of the time today, the idea of spending time building relationships every day has really paid off. The mastermind we now have and the 10 close friends that we do life with are deeper relationships than you're even imagining right now that they can be. It's all because you kept at it, Greg, and didn't give up. Believe me, you want this, and I need you to know how thankful I am that you didn't quit trying." Wow. Even as it started to fade, I realized that most of the imaginary conversations I've had with my future self have been checklists or to-do lists. Buckle down and do these right things, those type of lists. They didn't have vision or passion or hope woven into them. And this one did. It was a surprise conversation with my future self. So I'm looking forward to having more of those conversations, and I am determined to seek them out in my imagination every morning and every night. My number one goal is to have these conversations, to write them down, and to speak them out loud. I honestly believe that if we're willing to do that, we'll be doing the things that other people are unwilling to do. Stop arguing with your future self and conspire together to know your purpose, live with passion, and become who you were created to be. Now that's what it's like in the No Head Trash Nation, where we never give up. Hey, it's Greg here. We laugh, we cry, We even get angry about the influence of head trash, but where does it come from and what can we do about it? That's why I wrote my latest book, Circumstances Lie: The Truth About Defining Moments, Vulnerability, The Power of Your Story, and How to Change the World. I'd love to give you a free advance copy, and I'd love to hear your story about how you break free from circumstantial beliefs. If you'd like a free copy, text EZBOOK, the letter E, the letter ZBOOK, to 474747. Hey, let's do breakthrough together.